is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Six people have died after a helicopter crashed into the Hudson River in New York. It's understood the aircraft was on a tourist trip and a family from Spain is among the victims. It happened at around 3 in the afternoon. Danny Horbiak was working from home and saw the moment of impact.
So I actually heard it before anything else, but it sounded like several gunshots in a row almost in the air. So I turned and I looked out my window and I saw a helicopter. And it looked like pieces were falling off.
Donald Trump's admitted there will be transition costs to his new tariff measures, but says everything will be beautiful in the end. His decisions have sent jitters through the US markets, with Chinese goods left out of his 90-day freeze on tariffs from most other countries. Instead, they've been hit with import taxes of 145%.
We would love to be able to work a deal. They've really taken advantage of our country for a long period of time. They've ripped us off beyond anybody, nobody. How people stood for it, sitting in my position, is not even believable.
The Cabinet Office will lose almost a third of its staff as Labour looks to shrink the civil service. Around 1,200 people will be made redundant, with another 900 being transferred to other departments. Prince Harry's met war victims on an unannounced trip to Ukraine. The Duke of Sussex visited an orthopaedic clinic in Lviv as part of his ongoing work with wounded veterans. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Hello again, Bill Overton and Classic FM enjoying some space between Thursday and Friday while things are a bit quieter. Swayed by Dvorak in just a minute after a waltz by Swan Lake.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The second movement from Dvorak's Serenade for Strings, the Czech Chamber Philharmonic Orchestra. If you're listening right to the end of my show today, there'll be a serenade for strings by his son-in-law. Before that, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake Waltz, we heard the Philharmonia Orchestra. Bill Overton here, keeping you company through the early hours of Friday morning. If you've packed your bags for a getaway, or you are thinking of doing so later, patchy drizzle for the early part of Friday in the north, and lows of just 2. Bit of fog around, but mostly warm and sunny later on, apart from a spot of rain in the north, and highs of 22. As I said, they are forecasting perhaps the warmest day of the year so far. We'll look forward to that. April the 11th, dates in the diary. We're rounding off Passion Week, Good Friday, a week away today. Submarine Day if you really don't feel like surfacing at all. And it's National Pet Day, most popular in the UK. Dogs, cats, fish, that's your 1, 2, 3. Rabbits and guinea pigs round off the top 5. Two composers now we know were dog mad. One of Elgar's Enigma variations inspired by a bulldog called Dan, and Chopin originally called this his Little Dog Waltz.
Listening to Classic FM.
Elgar's cello concerto, Sheku Kanu-Mason. They're playing the third movement with the London Symphony Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting. Before that, Jean-Yves Thibaudet. We heard the Chopin Minute Waltz, or Minute Waltz, or Little Dog Waltz, as I said, Chopin originally called it. Bill Overton here, April the 11th, states in the diary, our late greats include the conductor Charles Hallé, his orchestra still going strong, and Dan Maskell, the player and commentator they called the voice of tennis, also born this date, if you remember him. It's been International Trombone Week. I meant to message John Suchet and remind him there is still time. I might do. And this day, 1727, J. Esbach's St. Matthew Passion was heard for the first time in Leipzig. Here's his youngest son, J.C., who was dubbed the English Bach, for brightening up lives with music like this. Johann Christian Bach's Keyboard Concerto in E-flat major, the opening movement, Anastasia in Giacchina, we just heard with Hamburger Camerata, Bill Overton on Classic FM. Couple more before we close the diary for today. It's 8-track tape day. I can still remember them being in grown-ups' cars, the school run, either Elton John, The Carpenters, or Ride of the Valkyries. Also, Barbershop Quartet Day, if you fancy a sing-along, this even easier. You don't need to know the words. It's the humming chorus. Madame Butterfly, the humming chorus we heard there, the Orchestra de Paris and chorus of Radio France. You're listening to Classic FM. Bill Overton here. Our star in the spotlight this week has been the Scottish composer Patrick Doyle, best known for his film scores, of course. A track by him every evening on Margarita's show, Margarita Taylor, that is just between just after six in the evening, when she gets round to her star in the spotlight. Gosford Park was one of his scores, Sense and Sensibility, of course, I think the most famous one. He scored one of the Harry Potter films, I think it was Goblet of Fire. But one of my favourite scores of his, Murder on the Orient Express, the remake, the Kenneth Branagh remake, and Margarita will have a piece from that on her show tonight. Margarita Taylor here from 4 p.m, of course. The revolutionary Amelia Myers music coming up on Classic FM before three, not just a successful composer and performer in what must have felt like a man's world at the time. She managed and promoted herself and made a fair bit of money. Ahead of that, a rebellious Sibelius we're going to hear in just a minute.
Classic FM.
This week, get a Parkside robot lawnmower for only £199. Just click reserve and collect with Lidl Plus. Reservation until the 13th of April.
Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
Items must be collected and purchased in-store between 16th of April and 19th of April 25. 18 plus GB only. T's and C's apply. See lidl.co.uk/reserve.
I think it was 1998 when my savings fell asleep. Since then, they've sat in the same account, earning half what they could. But this year, I found Flagstone. With their savings platform, I can open multiple high-interest accounts from over 60 banks, all in one place, with one password. Now, it's easy to manage my cash and watch it rise. Wake up your cash today with Flagstone's savings platform. Flagstone, where savings never sleep. Terms and minimum deposits apply. Search Flagstone.
Have you heard? At Matalan, the sale has landed. There's up to 50% off across women's, men's and kids' fashion. And up to 50% off homeware too. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now. T's and C's apply. Selected lines only.
This Easter with Lidl Plus, get 30% off our entire range of deluxe wines when you buy three or more bottles. Like our fruity Argentinian Malbec or delicious New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
18 plus, subject to availability. England only. Offer on selected bottles only. Ends 23rd of April. Terms apply. See lidl.co.uk/LPTV. Please drink responsibly.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
singing Vivaldi's There Is No Peace in the World, soprano Ellen Manahan Thomas, along with the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. The direction there, Harry Christophers, who also directs the 16 Choir, and they have been our album of the week all this week. Their new release, Handel's Messiah Choruses. Ahead of it, we were listening to Sibelius, the intermezzo from his Corellia Suite, the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton here, very early on Friday morning, almost smelling the weekend. Just a Friday for us to negotiate first, made a lot easier by music like this. Amelia Meyer from her piano concerto in B-flat. Ava Kupiec playing there with the Neubrandenburg Philharmonie, the finale from Amelia Mayer's Piano Concerto in B-flat. It's Classic FM, keeping you company through the night. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 on the way after the news. Composers this morning with 11, 9 and just 2 entries. Starting with Beethoven.
Classic FM.
Weekend mornings sound even better with Classic FM.
Yes, best time of the week, you could say. I'm Tim Leoro, here every Saturday and Sunday with loads of wonderful spring music to soak up that gorgeous weekend feeling, including all your favourites in the Classic FM Hall of Fame Hour. Whatever you've got planned, I'd love you to join me.
Classic FM Weekend Breakfast. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 7 with Mournflake. 350 years of British-grown oats.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
So, you're hearing experts?
Yes, that's right.
You can give me a hearing check?
Yeah, and it's free.
And if I need hearing assistance?
Well, we've got the latest hearing tech, including our own range of hearing devices.
You've really got this hearing thing covered, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Hearing's what we do.
So, why are you called Specsavers?
Over 20 years as hearing experts, too. Even though we're called Specsavers. Book a free hearing check today.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Helicopters crashed into the Hudson River in New York, killing all 6 people on board. It's been confirmed that there were 3 adults and 3 children on the aircraft. Witnesses say they could see the helicopter was in trouble before it went down, with some saying it broke apart in midair. Here's New York Mayor Eric Adams.
Members of the FDNY and NYPD harbor units arrived at the scene, and divers from both agencies entered the water. At this time, all 6 victims have been removed from the water. And sadly, all 6 victims have been pronounced deceased.
A pill for the most common type of advanced breast cancer has been approved for use on the NHS in what scientists describe as a landmark moment. It's predicted up to 3,000 women every year could benefit from capivarsatib. The drug works by blocking an abnormal protein that drives cancer cells to multiply and spread. The government's announced a £450 million surge of military support to Ukraine. It's as the UK and Germany prepare to host a meeting of 50 nations today. Defence Secretary John Healey and his German counterpart will co-chair the 27th Ukraine Defence Contact Group. And Prince Harry's met with war victims in an unannounced visit to Ukraine. It's as part of his ongoing work with wounded veterans. The Duke of Sussex visited an orthopaedic clinic in Lviv. From Global's newsroom, you're up.